This week on Florida Matters, you'll meet three of the authors who will appear at the Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading this weekend. In this excerpt, Florida Matters' Robin Sussingham catches up with best-selling author Mark Helprin. His works include Winter's Tale, The Soldier of the Great War, and others. Helprin's new novel, Paris in the Present Tense, touches on a resurgence of anti-Semitism in France.
It's very dangerous for Jews in France now. Many have left. Jews are killed, tortured. They're afraid to walk on the street with anything that identifies them. And there are essentially zones in France which are, they call them non-Zionist zones. Mm. But what they are really is like Judenfrei zones.
And you felt like this was urgent enough that your character, Jules, in this book had to confront this in modern day Paris.
Well, he didn't have to confront it. It confronted him. Mm-hmm. He says that he doesn't want to fight any more battles. He's 74 years old. He was a product of the Holocaust, and he doesn't have to fight every battle, and he's too old. But it finds him. It finds him, and mortality finds him, not only his own, but that of his little grandson who has leukemia. And that's the heart of the book, is how he can try to protect the lives of his daughter and his grandson in the way that he could not protect, because he was 4 years old, the lives of his parents who were shot in front of him. And by the way, I know this very closely because when we did live in Paris and subsequently in the United States, we were very close to people who had survived the Holocaust. My father, in fact, brought a French family over to rescue them, and we had many people who had experienced this, including, I knew two people who saw their parents killed in front of them. And you'll see one of them anyway in the dedication of the book.
You mentioned Jules is a child of the Holocaust, and his life is so defined by the events when he was a child.
Although I have to say that one of the things that distinguishes Jules is that he refuses to be a victim of this. You know, he lives his life passionately in terms of his devotion to music and beauty and his children. He feels, as I feel, that our duty to the people who perished in the Holocaust is to live the life that they could not live, to appreciate it and to take full advantage of living, and not to be neurotic about it, and also to refuse to be a victim in all cases. There's no reason why anyone who can possibly fight needs to be a victim.
Let me just read you one thing from the very beginning of your book, because I know, Mark, you're never afraid to tackle the big concepts and the big ideas. And the very beginning of the book, you're talking about Jules. He was a cellist and could never have been anything else. The world had courage, faith, beauty, and love, and it had music. Those are the themes that we're going to see in this book and that you often play on.
Yeah, and particularly music, too, because I'm a frustrated musician. In other words, not a musician who would love to have been a musician, but I didn't have the talent. I wish I could be a composer. I can hear things in my head, but there's no way that I'd be able to write them down.
Well, you do describe music a lot in this book as a way of expressing, mm-hmm. expressing humanity in a way that can't be expressed any other way.
That's right. I mean, I think that music is the most ineffable art. And it, as I say in the book somewhere, I think, that it takes you as far to heaven as is possible to get without dying. And I reflected in the book upon music. He does, because he's a professional, as much as I possibly could, trying to solve the mystery of what it is that's so magnificent about it. Of course, I never got there, but I got maybe close.
Mark Helprin will share his new novel at the Tampa Bay Times Festival of Reading this weekend. He is also quick to point out that he is not Mark Halperin, the scandal-ridden TV journalist. Two different people. Hear more from other authors appearing this weekend at the Festival of Reading on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.